We're looking now to check in with John Taylor at Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. With the government shutdown a possibility, it's having an effect on the markets, John.
It really is. It had an effect yesterday, both on the stock markets and the Treasury markets, that is the bond market. Don't know what really happened, of course, but if some kind of compromise isn't reached, at least parts of the government will shut down at midnight on Friday night. It's not a true shutdown. Social Security checks will still go out, of course. Essential services will still be provided. But there'll be some offices closed, passport offices and other things like that. So we'll see. It looks like the two parties are playing chicken. We'll see who blinks first. And we've been talking, Bill, a lot about inflation over the last several months. And yesterday, the minutes from the Federal Open Market Committee, the Fed meeting from last month, came out. And it revealed that some members of that voting committee also expressed concerns about inflation, which we've been talking about here on this time on the air for many, many months. They point out that, quote, rising energy and commodity prices have led to a recent boost in headline inflation. But they go on to say they expect that rise to be temporary. But then they say this. They showed some concern, though, that businesses and consumers may not feel the same way. And I can assure you that we don't feel the same way about inflation as Ben Bernanke and the other members of that committee feel. We keep talking about the consumer and whether or not the consumer's back to the party, how the consumer's doing. We get this morning a report from MasterCard Advisor Spending Plus, which is a part of MasterCard that tracks spending patterns, retail spending patterns. And they say that the rate of retail growth slowed, even though it still increased. The rate of growth slowed last month. They're pointing out that we may see a bump in April for the same thing that caused the decline in the growth rate in March, and that is that they are rising gas prices is one of the concerns. But the other thing is that Easter apparently comes much later this year than it did last year. But here's a bit of interesting trivia, and that is rising gas prices seem to be helping online sales. In fact, they say that e-commerce was up 16% month over month, and it's a fifth straight month of double digit rise in e-commerce. And lastly, Blockbuster will soon have a new owner, and many people realize that Blockbuster has been operating under bankruptcy protection for a number of months. And there was a bidding war that happened yesterday, and actually a number of competing bids, but it appears that Dish Network will be the winning bid, and they will soon be operating Blockbuster as a unit of their company.
Well, a lot of news this morning, a wide range of things, and you always bring that to us, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good day.
You too.
John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He can personalize a plan for you, give you some good advice, just answer a question or two. Give him a call, 479-782-2527. That's 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.